Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. You know, the real purpose of this podcast is just to celebrate rock and roll, but more specifically to celebrate my personal obsession with rock and roll and to share with you a lot of the great rock music that I've collected over the years. And today's episode, I thought I would play you some of my favorite songs from 7-inch singles, from indie 45s that I collected in the 90s. There was a tidal wave of indie rock in the 90s. Independent record labels putting out singles and albums by a slew of bands. A lot of great music. I spent about half the 90s in college and was very into a lot of the indie rock that was happening. So on today's episode, you're going to hear some examples. A few that aren't quite 90s indie rock, but these are all going to be songs from 7 Inches that came out in the 90s. And most of these songs were only on those 7 Inches. Most of these will be non-album tracks as well. And we're going to begin the show with one of my favorite bands from the 90s, a band called Superchunk. They formed in 89, and Superchunk were on Matador Records, one of the bigger indie labels of the 90s. But when Matador cut a deal with Atlantic, Superchunk left. They already had their own label, Merge Records, where they were putting out 7 Inches. But once Matador sold out to Atlantic, Superchunk started putting out their own full-length records and a lot of other bands on Merge Records. And today, Merge Records is huge, especially because of the Arcade Fire. But even before the Arcade Fire, they had hits with Spoon and the Magnetic Fields and stuff. But Arcade Fire has really been goldmine, obviously, for Merge Records. The song I'm going to play you is a song called Ribbon. It was not on a record at the time. Superchunk have put out several compilations of their singles, so this song is available on iTunes, and it was released on CD eventually, but when it came out originally, it was only on the 7-inch. Came out in between On the Mouth and Foolish. On the Mouth, one of the best albums of the 90s. So this single came out in 1993, released by Superchunk on their own label, Merge Records. It's a song called Ribbon.
Yeah.
Up next is another of my favorite bands of the 90s, a band called Best Kissers in the World. Came out of Seattle. They had 3 45s. They had 2 EPs in the 90s. The first was released by Sub Pop, and then they signed with MCA, put out an amazing EP called Puddin' that you can get for dirt cheap on Amazon. Highly recommended. Then they put out a brilliant full-length album on MCA called Been There, one of my favorite records of the 90s. And they recorded a second full-length album for MCA called Yellow Brick Roadkill that was not released and is not nearly as good as their previous material. I'm going to play you one of my favorite songs by them from one of those 3 7-inches that they had in the 90s. This single came out in 1993 on Lucky Records, a Seattle label. This is a song called Ohio by Best Kissers in the World. So I would essentially classify both of the bands you just heard, Superchunk and Best Kisses in the World, as pop punk. The pop punk that was happening in the 90s. Great stuff. I loved the pop punk that was happening in the 90s from Mr. T Experience. If you heard my episode, I did an interview with the brains behind the Mr. T Experience, Dr. Frank. You heard a band called The Hard-Ons if you listen to my Australian rock episode. They were one of my favorite pop punk bands of the 90s, but there was a lot of great pop punk coming out in the 90s. Of course, Green Day is an example. I was a huge fan of Green Day from long before Dookie came out. And I'm going to play you a few more pop punk bands from the 90s, from 90s 7-inches. This is a band called the Beatnik Termites. This is a band from Baltimore, released a bunch of singles in the 90s, a couple of full-length albums, Taste the Sand. Their record from 1995 is really fun. I'm going to play you a song that came out on a 1994 single on Get Happy Records, actually a German label. This is a song called Charlie Brown Gets a Valentine by the Beatnik Termites.
Don't find her.
going back to Seattle now for a pop punk band called Sicko. They were most of their music was released by a Seattle label called Empty Records. And I'm going to play you a song from their first four-song EP. I think they had four full-length records in the 90s. All really good stuff. This is from their first EP by Sicko from 1993. This is a song called Kathy's Dance. Another of my favorite pop punk bands from the 90s is a band called the Super Suckers, originally from Tucson, Arizona. They moved to Seattle, they signed with Sub Pop, who put out their first three albums, The Smoke of Hell, which is like a 28-minute album. That song's average less than 2 minutes, I think. Just great stuff, fast-paced. Their second album, the song's got a little longer, a little more complex, slowed it down a little bit, but still great pop punk. Their best album, La Mano Cornuda. And then the third record, not quite as good, Sacrilicious, but still really good stuff. All the Super Sucker stuff is really good. They had an EP in the late 90s, a split with Electric Frankenstein. That's probably their best stuff they ever released, in my opinion. I'm going to play you a song. They put out a really great 7-inch on Sub Pop. The A-side, they covered Dead Homies by Ice Cube, which is really great. And then on the B-side was a song called Hell City Hell. Now, this song appeared on their first album, The Smoke of Hell, but it was kind of a loungy version. And on the single, the B-side of the Dead Homies single, they put the fast-paced pop-punk version of the song. So this is Hell City Hell by the Super Suckers from 1992. Yeah, I can tell. Another sort of pop punk band on Sub Pop Records was a band called Seaweed. I think Sub Pop released three albums by them. The fourth album called Four is really great. That was their fourth album, their third for Sub Pop. Then they went to a major label, made more of an emo-sounding record, which was really good. And their last album, a great record, came out on Superchunk's label, Merge Records. But this is a single-only track by Seaweed. I think it came out in between their third album, Weak, and the fourth record, Four. This is a song called Measure by Seaweed. Another killer pop punk band from the 90s was a band called Snuff from the UK. Most of their material came out on Fat Records, the NoFX label. I'm going to play you my favorite song by Snuff from a 1996 four-song EP, 7-inch, that was released by Fat Records. This is a song called Caught in Session by Snuff.
Down.
This next band is one of my, if not my, very favorite band from the 90s, a band called Rocket from the Crypt. They put out some absolutely brilliant albums in the mid-90s. Circa Now, Scream Dracula Scream, Hot Charity, a 10-inch EP called The State of Art is on Fire that is insanely great. They also put out a ton of 7-inch singles, including this one. This is a single that was released by Superchunk's label, Merge Records. This is an insane song. I love it. It's called UFO, UFO, UFO by Rocket from the Crypt. Next up, you're going to hear three bands right in a row that all revolved around the same two guys, Chris Imlay and John Dennery. The first is a band called Brent's TV from a 7-song, 7-inch EP that came out on Lookout Records in 1990, a song called Parisian by Brent's TV. The next song will be a song called Because by Chris and John's next band, the Ne'er-Do-Wells. This was also released on Lookout Records. It's a 6-song EP. I'm not sure what year it came out, 91, 92, around there. So you're going to hear Parisian by Brent's TV, then Because by the Ne'er-Do-Wells, and then the third band that Chris and John formed, a band called the High Fives. You're going to hear a song called Sometimes from a 1998 single by the High Fives that was released by Go Zombie Records. So Parisian by Brent's TV, Because by the Ne'er-Do-Wells, Sometimes by the High Fives, all three songs featuring the same two guys, Chris Imlay and John Dennery.
Making me mad, 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 making me mad, 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 mad. Because I can't explain the things I do. That's why.
Okay, sticking with the sort of acoustic theme we have going for a little bit here, this next band's a band called the Mountain Goats, which is really just a vehicle for a singer-songwriter named John Darnielle. He's still going strong, still releasing albums. A song by the Mountain Goats was recently featured prominently in an episode of The Walking Dead, so he's still going strong. I first got into the Mountain Goats early 90s when they were only releasing cassettes on a cassette-only label called Shrimper Records, and a ton of 7-inches. Ton of different Mountain Goat stuff was coming out in those years, early mid-90s. I just happened to find the cassette. I saw some Shrimper cassettes at a record store in Chicago and just bought one just to check it out, and it ended up being a Mountain Goats cassette. And I loved it, started collecting the 7-inches and everything. This is a song from a 7-inch that came out in 1994 by the Mountain Goats. Great song called The Monkey Song.
Where did the monkey come from? Where did the monkey come from?
this next song I have, because it was on a split EP with the Mountain Goats, there was two songs by the Mountain Goats on the A side of the record and two songs by this guy, Simon Joyner, on the B side. This was put out by one of those cassette labels I was talking about called Sing Unix. I had a couple of cassettes that Simon Joyner also released at the time. This is from 1994. This is a song by Simon Joyner called Burn Rubber.
Turn the porch light off and let the marble night withdraw. You can smoke a cigarette on the wooden steps. The mosquitoes are not vampires. The moon is not your mother, even if she is preparing for a total eclipse. Get behind the wheel, stay in front of the storm. Get behind the dream disorder, they make faces, they make mud on some ancient order which is no longer in force. The sugar bowl is full of ants, and your sister is a dumpy mess, and they're cutting off your head despite your shoulders. Get behind the wheel, stay in front of the storm. Get behind the
This next band you might have heard of, a Canadian power pop band, Sloan. They had a lot of great records in the 90s, major label albums, but what even a lot of Sloan fans might not know is that in 1995, Sloan put out a 7-inch single on Murder Records, their own label, and those two songs were only ever on this 7-inch. This is a song by Sloan from 45 in 1995. It's a song called Same Old Flame.
Drank it all through the last days and woke up with a fresh face. Another day in the UK. Now everybody surrounds us. We're living high on the tour bus. We snap back at the best we have. I ate Italian in Germany. I spent my money on magazines. Talk to me and my friends, but the phone wouldn't reach her. We'll be right back.
this next band, Creep, I have two 7-inch singles by. I'm pretty sure that's all they released. They were signed with Sub Pop, and I remember there was supposedly a full-length album by them that was going to come out, but it just never happened. This is a song by Creep from a Sub Pop 7-inch that came out in 1992. It's a song called Words by Creep. This next band is another Sub Pop band. I think they were from Portland. They were called Sprinkler. They had a couple singles on Sub Pop and a full-length record. But the song I'm going to play you is from a 7-inch single that came out on a different label, TK Records, Tim Kerr's label. Tim Kerr Records, actually the label that first released the very first album by Elliott Smith, and it was only released on cassette at the time, Roman Candle. This is a single by Sprinkler, I'm not sure of the year, probably around 93, a song called Marble by Sprinkler.
Pounding on your chest, though you didn't go under. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Up next is another Portland band, I believe, and another Sub Pop band. Well, this single came out on Sub Pop. The other Cracker Batch stuff, their album, and they had a 10-inch. I think those are both released by Empty Records, which is the label that released the band Sicko, the pop punk band you heard earlier. This is a Sub Pop single. I think it was Sub Pop Singles Club release by Cracker Batch. Song called November 1st. This next band, Bellreeve, I discovered because they were on a split single with Guided by Voices. They were another band from Ohio, and I have another 7-inch by them. Came out in 1995, I think, on Anyway Records, which was an Ohio label. There was also another really good band called Moviola on that label, which I have several 45s by Moviola, but they didn't make the cut for this episode. But anyway, this band, Bellreeve, this is a song, I think it's from 1995, a song called Ron by Bellreeve. This next band, Arches of Loaf from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, one of the greatest indie rock bands of the 90s. Their debut album, Icky Metal, which came out on Alias Records, amazing, amazing album all the way through. They followed it up with a 10-inch called Arches of Loaf vs. The Greatest of All Time, which is absolutely brilliant. Second album, Vivi, really great. I don't like it quite as much as Icky Metal, but it's great. The next album, their major label debut, All the Nations Airports, amazing record, amazing record. I'm going to play you a song right now that came out on a single on Superchunk's label, Merge Records. Came out in 1994, in between Icky Metal and Vivi. Great, great song by Arches of Loaf called What Did You Expect?
Show what it's
Okay, so you've already heard me mention Superchunk and their label Merge Records multiple times on this episode, and here we go again. This single actually didn't come out on Merge Records, came out on a label called 18 Wheeler, but it's a group called Portastatic, which was really just the vehicle, the solo vehicle, for singer, songwriter, guitarist from Superchunk, Mac. So this is Portastatic, which is Mac from Superchunk. It's a great song from 1994. I love it. Sandals with White Socks by Portastatic. Someday I'd like to put together an episode about emo and just what the hell happened to that term emo and the genre of emo and how it started and what the hell it turned into, because I don't know, that genre and that label emo has been bastardized more than almost any other, more than punk metal, anything, from what it started out as to what it turned into. But in the mid-90s, what was called emo, a lot of it I really loved. And I'm going to play you a few singles right now by some great emo music from singles from the mid-90s, beginning with a local Milwaukee band that I was a massive fan of. This is from a single. This single, if you've listened to a few of my episodes and you've heard Fistful of Dave on the Heavy 70s episodes and the New Wave of British Heavy Metal episode, Fistful of Dave actually had a record label in the 90s called Lombardi Records, and he put out this single by a local Milwaukee band, Compound Red. Amazing band. This song is just absolutely great. And this is what we called emo back then. It's a song called Now I Am an Anchor by Compound Red.
Hey,
This next band you've probably heard of, a band called Jimmy Eat World. Probably my favorite emo band of the 90s. Their second album, Static Prevails, from 1996, is amazing. But their third record, from 1999, an album called Clarity, one of the best albums of the 90s. Trust me, it's an amazing album. I'm going to play you a song by Jimmy Eat World from a 1998 single. This is a song called What I Would Say to You Now by Jimmy Eat World.
Still standing. We'll be right back.
Another of the cooler emo bands of the 90s was a band from Topeka, Kansas called Vitreous Humor. In 1995, they put out a really, really great 10-inch EP, self-titled. I'm going to play you a song from their first single from 1993. It's a three-song, 7-inch. This is a great, great song by Vitreous Humor called Harbor. Alright, I'm glad you've made it this far because you're in for a real treat right now. This next band, they were from Boston, called the Push Kings. They had three full-length records, but their best song, by far, in my opinion, only came out on a 7-inch. Sealed Fate Records, 1997. This is a song called Love Won't Desert Us, parentheses famous, by the Push Kings.
Made for me, we got
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this episode made up of mostly indie rock, all from 7 inches, all from 45s, all from the 90s. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let me know. Go to rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. That's sort of home base for the show, and at the top of the page, you will see a link to the Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page, click like on the Facebook page so you see my updates. You can send me a private message on Facebook, or just post on the page. It's a great way to get in touch with me and to stay on top of things as far as what's going on with the podcast is by liking the Facebook page. Also at the top of the blog, there's a link for Stitcher. You can now listen to the podcast on Stitcher, streaming on Stitcher. The email address is there at the blog, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. There's also a link for iTunes if you need to subscribe or go leave me a comment or a rating at iTunes. That can really help the show get noticed. And there's also a page. There's two pages now at the blog where you can click on links at the top of the blog. One lists all of the episodes in order with a link to go to that blog page where you can listen to the episode right there at the blog or download it. Some of the episodes are no longer in the iTunes feed. And for those episodes, the only way to hear them is to go to the blog, listen through Podomatic, or download it through Podomatic. But every episode should be available there at the blog to listen to or download, even if they are no longer on iTunes. And there's also a page at the blog where I list every band I've played on the show in alphabetical order, and it tells you which episode that band was played on. If you're insane like me, that might be a good resource. I don't know. But when I post a new episode, I just go in there and, you know, list the bands in alphabetical order. Just try to keep it up to date. So that's all there at the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love people to get more involved on Facebook. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite bands of the 2000s, the decade that followed the 90s, but they actually had two records in the 90s. They did their best work in the 2000s, but they had some material in the 90s that was great as well. This is a Swedish band called the Backyard Babies. Love this band. There are two albums from the early 2000s, Making Enemies is Good and Stockholm Syndrome, two of the greatest records of that decade. Highly, highly recommended. The album they had in the late 90s, Total 13, is really great. seems to be more highly regarded by most other rock fans, but to me, not even close to as good as Making Enemies is Good in Stockholm Syndrome. But anyways, they had a 45 single. They had a 7-inch single in 1998. This song was not on an album. It did come out on their sort of box set a few years ago called Them XX. But this is from a 45 that came out in 1998, Backyard Babies. Great, great song. Is It Still All Right to Smile? Until next time.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.